Topping in the morning. Good morning. Download Upstairs and upload Downstairs. There's plenty to go around with White Fibre. Because we care.
That is a way to start a Monday morning, isn't it? Bill Medley, Jennifer Warnes. Morning. Welcome along to the show. It's Topping in the Morning. I'm Paul. Hayley's here. Morning, Hayley.
Good morning.
Jamie's here.
Morning.
Marvellous. So, good weekends.
Yeah, not bad at all.
I did have a good weekend.
Every time I've actually had to mute you on Instagram now.
Who, me?
Yeah, because there's only so much sweaty Hayley anyone can put up with.
I think it's quite inspirational. The amount of messages I get actually is very inspiring. It's really edging me to go for it. It's great.
I'm
not doing it just for me. I'm doing it for everyone out there. Run, fat girl, run, remember. That's what the hashtag is. I'm doing really well. I got another.
To be fair,
person.
You stole that from me from last year.
No, I didn't. We did it together.
What?
We did it together, actually.
Don't remember you turning up at the gym.
Not at the right same time as you, but I still did the Osborne Run, and I did another charity run before you.
Yeah, let's not talk about the Osborne Run, shall we, in too much detail, eh?
Oh, okay. Quick.
There's a bit of a secret with the Osborne Run that
it's just between us three.
Okay, all right, we'll leave it like that. But you know, while you've been in the gym, I have been doing one of the most frustrating things known to man, full stop, ever. Should be one of the most exciting things. After a while, just turns into just too much choice. Booking a holiday online.
Oh, stresses me out.
I just do not understand it. The amount of stress and anxiety it creates with the fact of, have I got the best deal?
Yeah.
Is this the right place to go? Then you go and find it. And then you go on TripAdvisor. And out of those 10,000 reviews, there are three people at a mouldy towel, aren't there? And then you're like, oh my goodness, have I made the right choice?
Yes.
Is that just me?
No, it is not you. But no. Do you know what? When I used to work for a travel agent, I'd get clients coming in saying, I'd be like, where are you looking at going? Don't care. Right, this is an absolute classic. I don't really mind. I would go, okay, so you go through a list. Oh no, don't want to go there. Oh no, no, not there. We go, right, let's tell me where you don't want to go.
Yeah.
And then we'll start backwards, shall we?
See, the problem is that it's too much choice. You are literally selling someone the world.
It's exactly that.
And it's that paranoia, like you've just said, about getting that best deal. You're looking and then you're on it again the next day. Oh, and then there's cookies store on your computer.
I was going to say, there are so many rumours, aren't there, about,
and
you know.
Don't ask anyone when you get there of how much you paid, because that is pure disappointment.
That's funny, actually. The last two holidays I've been on, I've never been asked before. And the last two, people have said, oh, just so how much did you pay for this holiday? And I was a bit like, a bit of a personal question.
Yeah. Do you know what? I would just make it out. I'd say, do you know what? We got a deal.
£100 each.
Yeah, it was £100 each, all inclusive. Pretty incredible. And we're flying back first class. By the way, just out of interest, how much did you pay for your holiday? It's the 11th of February. It's Isle of Wight Radio. It's the island's most listened to way to wake up. This is Topping in the Morning.
Topping in the Morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the Morning.
Erasure and Sometimes. So I did book a break, and I'm still worried about it. You know, I'm almost thinking of actually coming off the internet and all social media.
Yeah, I think that is the best thing.
Just in case I see that offer somewhere else. Because it's like when you buy a TV or something like that, isn't it? The week after,
your anxiety levels.
There's another deal.
Creep.
Yeah.
I don't understand this. And so now we booked a holiday, but basically the only way that we're going to afford to pay for it is either by not eating or me selling a kidney. I can't work out. I feel we've overstretched ourselves a little bit, but they get you, don't they? When you go through, you think, okay, I'm not going to be sucked in by this.
Mm-hmm.
And you book it, and then they go, would you like to sit together on the plane, or do you want to spend the 10 hours spread out across the cabin?
That's got bad now, that has. It never used to be.
No, I know.
Surely you book and two seats together, standard, when you book a holiday
to
together.
To be fair, I'm quite happy to sit.
And also, where you sit on the plane sometimes is extra money.
So with this airline that we've booked with, booking a seat starts at £27 per seat each way and goes up to £78 £78.
Wow. See, I'd risk it for a chocolate biscuit. I wouldn't do
See,
it.
£78. I expect to be in first class.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, you're talking, you're talking a lot of money, aren't
yeah.
you?
It is. Like you say, as soon as you think you've got a good deal, and then it's that, and then maybe your bags as well.
Oh,
about airport parking?
I went on the... I don't mind paying for that so much, but it's when you, it's when you think you got the deal.
Yeah.
And we did this last year, and then they're like, do you want... I know you're only going to be on the plane 9 hours. Would you like to eat anything? It's like, well... I wouldn't mind, to be honest. Well, then that'll be another £70.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are we eating, for goodness sake?
Yeah, I know.
Don't get even a real knife and fork for that.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
It's just, oh, dear, dear, dear me.
It goes up, doesn't it?
Yes, even though I must admit, I do have decided I like travelling on airlines that only have upper and regular, you know, rather than the standard... more posh airlines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then I don't get that envy.
Yeah, there's nothing worse.
I don't know whether it's just me, but I walk through, you know, the business class and the in the premium and the premium economy while I'm going back to sit with the chickens down the back, and I'm like,
one day,
look at that, yeah. look at the space they've got.
I walk through
and they're there, and their things are
champagne,
and,
sir.
Yeah, it's like,
well, it doesn't even look that comfy anyway.
Yeah, I actually sat in a seat when we went away last year, and they kept walking past with champagne, and I was like, oh,
that's a tease,
and they kind of look at you as if to say, not for you, sir. Not for you.
Keep dreaming, mate.
I'll be back in a minute. You can share the cabin bottle of water that passed round.
Topping in the morning at 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
Danny Wilson, Mary's Prayer, Isle of Wight Radio, Monday morning. Sienna sent us an amazing photograph that we're going to get up on the website very, very soon of, I think it's St Helens, actually. That she sent through. So, St Helens beach this morning just looks incredible. Oh, wow. Why is it when Sienna takes photographs, they look so stunning? When I take a photograph, you know, it doesn't quite look like that.
It doesn't matter how many filters you put on yours, Paul,
no,
does it?
It's because you put the camera the wrong way round.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you're only getting one of yourself.
So... we were going to play The Need for Speed, but we haven't got the contestant today, but we're going to try and get a hold of her for tomorrow.
Yep.
So we're going to play the game with no name. This is the way it works. It's rhyming. So the things have to rhyme for it to work. If Hayley and I can't get it, then we'll open the phone lines to you to give it a go. And you could win yourself a nice £10 voucher, courtesy of our friends at White Fibre. So it'll be the fastest through on the phones. You might want to jot the number down. 01983 822 002. You ready, Jamie?
I am ready.
Okay, you ready, Hayley?
What are we saying?
What are we saying?
I know this.
I know this.
I know this or I know it.
Not I know this one. Because I seem to say that.
Yeah, all right. We'll let you have that.
Okay, thanks.
Here we go.
Okay, so the man who steals from the rich and gives to the poor is cutting logs into smaller pieces.
I know this.
That is quick. Hayley's still thinking.
Robin Hood chopping firewood.
It is Robin Hood chopping wood. Yeah, well done.
Well done. Very I got good. The Robin Hood bit.
Second one. The What's Up Doc rabbit is coated in the sweet condiment that's made in a hive.
I know this one.
He didn't even finish.
I hadn't even finished.
Is it Bugs Bunny covered in honey?
It is Bugs Bunny covered in honey. Hayley is livid with this.
Can you let him finish? And then say.
Well, if Emily was here, the answer to that would be no. But, but okay. Next one.
The famous French character made from tyres really needs to get some colour from the sun.
I know this one.
I don't know this one. I don't even know a French character made from tyres.
Is it the Michelin man getting a tan?
It is the Michelin man getting a tan. Wow.
Very good.
Okay, let's open the phone lines for the next one then.
Harry Corbett's famous dog and bear puppets from the 50s, 60s and 70s are rounding up ewes for a farmer.
What?
Harry Corbett's famous puppets from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and probably 80s and 90s are rounding up ewes for a farmer.
Ewes as in?
E-W-E-S.
Ah, right,
not like
okay.
Ewes lot.
All right, okay, let's go to the phones. Morning, Isle of Wight Radio, who's that?
It's Pete.
Pete, where are you, Pete?
I'm just travelling through Arrowton, mate.
Okay, so what do you think it is?
It's got to be sooty and sweet, rounding up sheep.
Oh,
sooty and sweet, indeed. Rounding up sheep, Pete. Oh, well done. You got yourself a £10 Amazon voucher. Pop up to Isle of Wight Radio and get it, all right?
Thank you.
Pete, have a great day. There you go. Simple as that. That is the game with no name. I enjoyed that this morning.
I did. When you said the puppets, I was thinking like the Muppets. Like as a group, the Muppets.
Oh. Did you?
And then with sheep, I just couldn't...
Did you want one more or did you want to save it?
Oh, let's save that.
Okay.
Sorry, just explain that again, Hayley.
Jamie said about the puppet.
Yes, Harry, what was it? Corbett.
Yeah, Harry Corbett
puppet.
That's
what drew me. I don't know who Harry Corbett is.
It doesn't matter. It's just the puppets.
But then I thought the Muppets.
But they're puppets.
Because that rhymed with puppets.
Sooty.
Do you see where I'm going?
No.
You said puppets, so I thought Muppets, because it rhymes with puppets.
Okay, yeah.
So then I couldn't think of the next bit with the ewes.
Ewes.
But I was on the complete wrong track anyway. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Your face is a picture there.
Have we got Paloma Faith coming up?
We've got Paloma Faith, but before that, is there anything else you'd like to say?
Physiologicists.
Okay, let's move on.
Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
Righty, so in 1989, which Australian soap was shown on British TV for the first time?
Oh, now it's going to be one of two, isn't
it? I know.
1989. See, I have a feeling that Neighbours started a bit earlier than 1989.
Mm-hmm.
It's either Neighbours or it's Home and Away. I'm going to go because... You know who brought... Neighbours to primetime television?
No.
Our very own Michael Grade.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he did,
Lord Grade of Yarmouth.
BBC General.
Mm. I'm going to go Home and Away.
Do you know what? Give the man a ding. Indeed it was.
Is that what you said, alrighty?
Alrighty, I did.
Alrighty.
Alrighty.
They've got a dreadful advert for that on Channel 5 at the moment.
Really?
Yeah, where they all start singing the theme tune while they're having a barbecue on the beach.
Oh.
Closer each day. Home and Away.
Ready for the next one?
I've bored ready.
2001. Who became the fastest woman to... How do you say that, Jamie? I'm not going to say it.
No,
physiologicist.
No, you don't say it like that.
I think I've got the word. Who became the fastest woman to circumnavigate... Is that right?
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, wow. The globe alone in her yacht called the Kingfisher.
I think it'll be friend of the show, Ellen MacArthur.
Indeed it is. Next one, 2000.
Dame. Yeah. There ain't nothing like a dame. Nothing.
Jazz hands.
I keep trying to get her in a pantomime.
With jazz hands. 2006. Who denied claims that there was actually sharing a job role of Prime Minister... The secret agreement with Tony Blair.
Gordon Brown.
Yes. Did you know that? That was a rumour?
Yeah.
Oh, you did actually did? You didn't just know that 2006 Prime Minister was Gordon Brown and that would have been the answer? No?
I didn't know that rumour.
It wasn't really... I mean, it was kind of everywhere.
Oh, OK. Finally. So you've got 3 out of 3 so far. Well done, you.
Thank you very much.
Final one, 2009. A survey of modern living styles... was announced. What was the most common addictions in the UK? Now there's 3 and you can have a point for each.
Oh, common addictions for what?
Food and drink.
Food and drink, yeah, modern lifestyle announcement.
Oh, what you mean things we eat?
Yeah, so yeah, things we do. So like in modern lifestyle, what are the most 3 common addictions that
It's not just food and drink.
It's not just food and drink.
Oh, if it's not food and drink, it's got to be...
No, it's not just food and drink.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, you said if it's not food and drink. No, I'm saying it's not just. It could be food and drink and other stuff as well.
Got it?
Is that clear? Do you get what I mean, Jamie?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah? So what are those three things?
First guess.
I thought you'd get this one quite easy.
Well,
I know you hate it when I say that.
I don't even understand the question.
You'll get this one.
Jamie.
I know in your mind you understand the question because you've read it.
So what are people addicted to?
A survey of modern life.
Okay, the internet.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but what? So
social media.
Yeah, Facebook.
Ding number one.
That's not food and drink. The next one that could be food and drink.
Alcohol.
No. You're addicted to this because I make about four cups in the morning
for coffee.
You. Yes.
Love coffee.
Exactly. And now what thing am I addicted to that I could quite happily eat in the morning that's not acceptable? That's not acceptable as a breakfast thing. We've spoken about this before.
Pizza?
No, I wouldn't eat pizza for breakfast, but I'd eat I would actually if it was a Sunday morning after Saturday night.
KFC.
No, chocolate.
McDonald's.
Oh.
Coffee, chocolate and Facebook are three of the most common addictions from that lifestyle survey.
Wow, I'm so glad we carry on with this feature. Feels as if it gets more and more...
To be fair, I actually would had these practiced and ready, didn't I? And I thought I executed them quite well.
No.
It's only you. Right. You doubt my capabilities all of the time. I don't like it.
What you need to do is you need to go and see a
physiologist.
They'll sort you out, I'll tell you. 18 minutes to 9, Isle of Wight Radio, the way the island likes to wake up. Latest travel news on the way, including the problems at Whippingham Roundabout.
Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
Jamie is back after his holiday last week.
Holiday, if only. Just a day off.
Just a day off.
Just a day off.
And then, yeah. Right, let's do it.
Hawaii is considering raising the minimum age to legally buy cigarettes to 100 years old. The proposed law would effectively amount to a cigarette ban on the US island by 2024. Hawaii already has some of the toughest laws on cigarette sales, and under the current laws, people in Hawaii must be 21 to buy cigarettes. Is that headline or is it hearsay?
That's quite funny.
If that's been made up in the mind of Jamie, then yeah, I'll take my hat off to you.
Thanks very much. But obviously I can't reveal.
Would you have to bring ID, do you think?
Maybe.
Sorry, love, you're only 97.
yeah. 3 years' time.
Yeah, 3 years, and it's all yours. A lot of people saying headline this morning. Mark Birch says headline. Mandy Parent says purple T-shirt jacket combo. It's just rude. I am wearing a purple T-shirt with a jacket.
I like it that you had to look at yourself then to realise that's what she was talking about.
I get dressed in the dark. You'd never know. What's that? Or active wear? Would you like me to turn up like these two? Okay, maybe you would. Okay, Michael Hall says headline. Julie says morning. Hearsay. Charlie says headline. Maureen says headline. And Mandy, to be fair, I don't care what you say. Paula says headline and Anne says
headline. Do you know what? I've got a confession. I have seen this story and it is a headline.
It's a headline, Jamie.
Oh, what a cheater. What? It is a headline, yeah. Unbelievable. A German taxman has set a new record for carrying mugs of beer. Oliver Strumpenfell managed to hold a staggering 29 alcohol-filled tankards that were stacked up in tiers. In order to break the record, he had to walk 40 metres and then set it down. Disaster nearly struck, though, when two of the jugs tipped over at the last minute, but he still managed to set a world best after holding on to 29 of them. Is that headline or is it hearsay?
People do some strange things, don't they?
Very strange.
At what point do you think, I reckon I could go for that world record? I reckon I could do that.
Yeah, but who makes them up initially?
Well, you can make up any. This, I was watching a programme on this, that you can be a record breaker.
Really?
If you can come up with something that nobody else has done...
yeah, just do it.
Then you just get the Guinness Book of Records in, which you have to pay for them to adjudicate, or you have to have, I think it's two or three upstanding members of the community, so we wouldn't know anyone.
rules us out.
Yeah, to adjudicate, and then you can get in. We should come up with something.
Yeah. We should.
Yeah, we'll have to think about that, though. Do we think it's headline or hearsay? Mandy, oh, I don't care. Lynn says hearsay. Julie says headline. Maureen says headline. And Paula says headline. What do we think?
I
think
Lynn says hearsay. Oliver Strumpenfell, what do you reckon? Do you think he did?
Yes, I think that is a perfect name for a tankard-carrying chap.
I think it's a hearsay.
Do you?
I do.
Sue says headline. Paula says headline, but we're going hearsay?
No, let's go with Facebook. Let's okay. be fair.
We're going headline.
It is a headline. And finally, men and women take selfies from different angles, and a new study suggests the psychology, I think that's what it says, of attraction is the reason why. Researchers from Florida State University say selfie takers manipulate the angles as an impression management strategy. Men take them head on or from below to appear dominant to other men, while women take photos from above. Is that headline or is it hearsay?
Who was it who did that study?
It was the researchers from the Florida State University.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Physiologicus.
Yeah, they're looking into that. Headline or hearsay?
I'm never going to lift that one down, am I?
Never.
Yeah, it's the physiologicus of attraction is the reason why.
Are we going headline or hearsay?
But it's got to be a headline, because I do it when I take a selfie. I'm like this.
I don't know where. I mean, I used to take selfies
straight on.
And then you said, no, with no, your number of chins you've got, you need to take them up a bit higher.
Jamie said that. Or me.
I didn't say it.
It was one of you that said, fat Hayden. Boy, you need to lift up the fat boy with no dress sense, apparently.
like purple top.
Yeah.
That is brilliant.
Mandy, she's getting involved again today. I don't know why.
Are you bothered?
Are you bothered?
He clearly is.
Yeah.
That's upset him now.
Yeah. Ross, ask Jamie. He's the selfie king.
Oh. He is indeed.
Is this a friend of yours, Ross?
He is, yeah. Yeah.
We should get him on the show. I'm sure he's got some stories to tell.
No, not at all.
No?
Not at
okay. All right.
Hayley's the selfie queen. All her videos from the heights. Looks like she's got an extendable arm.
Yeah, but mine are one shots. I go first, you know. First viewing. I don't re-record like Jamie does. I don't look very good in that one. Delete. Start again. That's what he does.
Jamie will actually move around the office to get the best line.
Yeah.
How has this turned on me?
I'm one-shot queen.
Whatever.
Jamie has a whole team coming.
He has hair and makeup.
So what are we going? Headline or hearsay?
Headline, 100%.
Headline, Jamie.
It's a clean sweep. It is a headline, yes.
That's the way we like to start a Monday morning. It's Isle of Wight Radio. Can you believe it's the 11th of February? January just... It went on and on, didn't it?
It did.
Where February... I remember pinch-punching the first day of the month. Yeah. And it's nearly gone.
Radio.